This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, welcome back in as we get you updated here. Colorado State, what in the hell happened in that game?
Seriously, Wade Smith, your dudes.
They were up. Now, listen, I picked Colorado State, and I feel good about this. I picked Colorado State to beat Memphis.
I picked Memphis, and I was feeling good about it.
And this second half has to be out of control. Yeah, 40-25 in the second half is what we got. Because Memphis had a nice little solid 5-point lead at the half, and Colorado State has just run through. Like, that is a situation. Like, Penny Hardaway.
It's been on borrowed time.
But what can you do?
What, if you're Memphis?
Like, yeah, like, I'm just saying, like, it's, like...
Get someone else.
Can you be better? Like, I mean, I would think, but can
Cal
you...
Perry.
Yeah,
they were better.
But this is what they're thinking is they're, like, if Penny Hardaway left Memphis, like, what kind of, like that's not a job. That's not a sexy job.
Nah.
What conference are they in? The AAC? Is that where they still are?
I think they still are, yeah.
I just don't.
Not a good conference.
Like, if they were to get Penny, one, Penny is a guy that could recruit like hell. I don't know, they can't cage coach much once he gets in there, but he can recruit like hell in a way that I don't know if other people would be able to get that into Memphis. And two, he won't leave. Like even if you found success and you found a really good coach, let's say they found Buzz Peterson or Buzz Williams, excuse me, A&M's coach. Buzz Williams is leaving Memphis as soon as he gets the chance, or Dusty May is leaving as soon as he gets a better opportunity. I feel like they are stuck, and the five seed is the highest that they can get through.
Yeah, and look, Penny Hardaway is my favorite basketball player of all time. I had so many of his jerseys. I still have a Russian nesting doll in my apartment of him. Anyways, I really wanted him to, yeah. I really wanted him to work out in Memphis, but it's just, and he is bringing, that was the huge perk of hiring him was with the AAU circuits. He was going to bring in the players, and he has done that, but obviously it's still not, he's never gotten past the first weekend of March Madness, and now I think it's like 7 years.
He clearly gets out coached a lot.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
So point being, like, the one benefit or his greatest benefit obviously is not good enough. And for the record, this is the first time ever that a 12 seed will be favored against a 5 seed.
They were favored
and actually
in that game.
Win the game.
Yeah. They were
every other time a 12 seed has been favored, they've actually lost that matchup to a 5 seed. This will be the first time that a 5 seed was an underdog and actually lost in March Madness.
Yeah, they're down by double digits, so they look like they're going to lose that game. Iowa State will move on, blowing out Lipscomb. Alabama, they were struggling a bit there, Robert Morris. They win 90-81. Mississippi State falls to Baylor. in the early games, and Duke is putting on Mount St. Mary's. We just had that conversation about Cooper Flagg, as he is in. He's in 13 minutes, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists in his first game back, coming back from that ankle issue. Vandy, they are ahead of St. Mary's in this game. And then Ole Miss and North Carolina just tipped off. So that is the tournament update here, sponsored by Reynolds. Nope. No, it's not. Is it? Did I just make up Reynolds Wrap? Tyler is a sponsor to the NCAA tournament update.
I think you did, but I like it. It sticks.
It does.
Yeah. You get it.
Oh, Reynolds Wrap. Sorry about that.
That'll stick.
Well, hell, here, there's an opportunity for you right now in the next 2 hours. I just made up a tournament update and a sponsor all at once right there.
Reynolds Wrap, keeping our hot takes fresh.
and grill, the grill version of Reynolds Wrap. That's just a little. All right, we got to stop just giving too much love to Reynolds Wrap right now. But all right, so that's the latest there. Simple question to you all, 713-572-4610. Those of you on the Jim Adler, the Texas Hammer text line, and those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Simple question right now that we can dive into. Do you feel better today, currently, after all the moves made right now? Obviously, it's not finished. But do you feel better today about the Texans than you did from when their season ended? Do you feel better today? Then think about all the moves from Tunzel to Shaq Mason to bringing in Christian Kirk to Kenyon Green to Gardner Johnson to Justin Watson, for those who are into that one, making sure they've locked up Derek Stingley, locked up Danielle Hunter for another year. Some of the other moves that they've made. Do you feel better about the Texans today from season's end?
Man, I saw this on the rundown about 2 hours ago, and I've been thinking about it ever since. And I don't know. I might be about the same, because for me,
oh no,
the two biggest areas to me were offensive line, okay, and wide receiver depth, wide receiver core as a whole.
They've made some moves.
They have.
Yes.
And we talked about the Christian Kirk thing at the time. And if he's healthy, I really like that addition. I am concerned though about the depth. Whereas, well, you said when season ended. And when season ended, you already out Tank Dell and Steph Diggs, and you knew he wasn't coming back. So now that I think about it, yeah, I guess wide receiver, I feel better today than I did at the end of the season. Offensive line's the other big one. I don't think they're done there yet, so I'm giving them an incomplete, and I have hope that they're going to better the offensive line from today to week one. But I think you downgraded at left tackle, even though I think it was the right move to move on from Laramie Tunsil. My hope is that cohesion, the group, and with the new coaching staff or the new offensive coordinator and offensive line coach, that as a whole, the offensive line will be better. So all this is to say, I'm not really sure. I might be at the same spot or slightly more positive now than I was at the end of the year, but I don't think it's a huge jump in positivity just yet. I am curious to see what they do with the draft and how the rest of this offseason and summer shakes out. But I don't think I feel worse. I think I'm at least the same, maybe a little more positive now than I was at the end of the year.
Yeah, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. Do you feel better about the Texans right now from season's end? Season's end. They're in the divisional round. They're in that game. Some people felt like they were more in that game than others. But they're in that game against the Chiefs. They end up losing right there. They've made several moves. I'm going to tell you, someone texted in, I feel 100% better about the moves. Ron, I'd feel better if Trent Brown were a run-stopping defensive tackle at 380 pounds from Ocho. And Slick Nick, we trust, someone texted in, hell yeah, Tunzel's gone. All that matters now, just bring Diggs back, is what Cornbread said.
Diggs was open.
I feel better. I feel better. I thought they were flirting with the essence of the culture that they were trying to build having Laramie Tunsil here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you in your face and tell you that I feel like they have improved this thing up front that much. But I do think that they were flirting with the essence of what they wanted to be culture-wise with Laramie Tunzel. And I did, and I've been saying it for a while, they need to move themselves out of the Laramie Tunzel business. And I do think that is a big move. I feel better about Christian Kirk than most, clearly I see. We were on the day after it happened. Clint has, I think, I'm higher on Christian Kirk than Clint is. So I do feel better about that, although I know it's not done on the with the pass catchers they have. And then the defense. I think Gardner Johnson, I think, is a good add. They have a potential to have a very, very good secondary. I don't know how to feel about the new coordinator, play caller, and the staff.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But, yeah. If we just go and think about all those things, right? Because that was the big thing. They fired Bobby Slowick. And, again, I think Bobby Slowick had his flaws. I think Bobby Slowick was working with a lot of issues. And now we're seeing the Texans agreed with him. Because last year's tell me if I'm wrong, Tyler. Last year's starting offensive line, like the first 8-9 weeks of the season, was Laramie Tunzel gone. Kenyon Green gone. Juice Scruggs, I don't know if we know if he's going to play center right off the bat. But hell, he didn't end the season playing center. Hell, he didn't end the season playing and he was healthy. But Scruggs up in the air. Shaq Mason was the right guard, gone. And now Titus Howard was the right tackle. And I think he might play right tackle. Don't know where he's going to go, but there may be a change there too. So at the very least, three of the guys aren't even here anymore. So they up front told you we need a change and we had a problem. So I think overall I feel better about the team because I do think the subtraction of just Laramie Tunzel, not to say he's a bad dude, but just what they have been trying to push forward. They're trying to push. They're trying to push you, Will. They're trying to push you, CJ. They're trying to push you, Jalen Petrie. And he, to me, goes counter to that. So I think for me personally, I do. I feel better about them at season's end. Now, do I feel better about them being a championship contender from season's end? No. I think that's probably...
Quite frankly, it's bullshit.
That's probably the same, if not... No, I believe this defense probably got better. That's probably the same right now for me in terms of where I feel of them in terms of a realistic chance to win a championship.
That's why I'm torn. I was going to ask you where you put the ceiling at because I'm with you. I feel good about the changes and even the environment of that locker room and roster. And change can be very exciting because of the hope of what it brings. And so there's an opportunity here to be a lot better on the offensive line. There's an opportunity for the play caller to be a lot better this year than last year. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse. So you're excited for that opportunity and the potential. I give them the benefit of the doubt of adding an interior offensive line and a wide receiver in the draft that I think will help those units as well. So I'm optimistic about still improving in those areas. But then, with that said, while I do feel good about the moves they made this offseason, the adjustment maybe to the culture, if I ask myself what's the ceiling for this team next year, I'd still put it at the same spot as last year in terms of number of wins, division, you win one playoff game. But I don't see this team right now as they're constructed today as being a team that could get to the AFC championship or even win the AFC just yet. And so that's where I say,
do you feel like there are realistic moves out there that will get you to that spot?
At this point, I don't know, unless you get guys in the draft that can come in, and this certainly could happen, and could be impact players right away at the offensive line and wide receiver position. But I wish... And easier said now than before, although I was saying some of these things on the air at the time. I wish they took some bigger swings, specifically on the offensive line.
Just one.
Yeah, go get Will Fries was the guy I wanted.
Me too. We talked about it. That was, and I know it cost $80 million. I know it did that. And this is up to this point right now. I am legit surprised that it feels like they have decided to go bargain shopping.
Yes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At the most important thing that they had to fix.
Right.
And that's 2 years in a row. Yes, I understand the Laramie Tunsil. Again, I praise that move. I am just surprised that it also went with 1 year, $4 million Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
1 year, $3 million today, Trent Brown, for another tackle. 1 year, $12 million for Cam Robinson. All of that would have been good if they said, we're going to get Dolman at center, or we're going to get Fries at guard. Like, all of that would have been a big, or we're going to be the one to trade for Joe Tooney the way the Bears did, or something like that. That's the only thing. That is the thing to me when you come out and say, we have got to protect CJ. Our quarterback got hit too much. And again, I still want to give them time. I didn't know, and hell, I covered the team too. I didn't know Joe Tooney was available, but it was. Maybe there is another guard out here that we don't even have at the top of mind that's available, that maybe that could be available, mm-hmm. that could be added to this team. Who knows?